The light bulb debate isn't about the light bulbs. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Back in 2007, Congress approved phasing out inefficient incandescent light bulbs. The 100 watts would be the first to go starting next year, and that bugs Republicans like Mike Burgess of Texas, who knows what this would mean.
Those of us of a certain age under a compact fluorescent bulb, we don't look as good as we do under an incandescent bulb.
Yeah, think of all the corrective tanning that would require. As for Democrats, like Rush Holt of New Jersey.
Yeah, this costs a few dimes more. But let me tell you, you start saving dimes the moment you screw these into the socket.
See, Democrats don't care how they look, just as long as they can make Republicans look pasty. But this isn't about the light bulbs. This is about freedom. We Americans don't like the government telling us what to do, even if it's for our own good. Especially if it's for our own good. If the new swirly bulbs are truly better than the old doorknob bulbs, if they're cheaper in the long run and don't make our members of Congress look too pasty, we'll buy them by choice. But if we want to waste electricity, we should have that right. The thing is, the bulb ban is probably going to stick. So what do we do if we're forced to buy the swirlies? Well, that's easy. Just crank up the electric water heater to scald and replace this radio with a 1928 vacuum tube at Water Kent, and you can keep your power bill right where it is. And as for Congressman Burgess's problem,
we don't look as good as we do under an incandescent bulb.
I recommend Ben Nye Suntone. It works for me. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.